Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much. This is Close Up Radio. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanks for joining us here on the program. We are very excited to celebrate somebody who's really incredible and a real go-getter and somebody who is very successful. And he is the founder and owner of IASHEP. What does that stand for? The International Association of Safety, Health, and Environmental Professionals. Jack Potagill, CEO of Potagill & Associates, which is a safety, health, risk management consulting service firm. He is also the author of Safety Solutions for the Plastic Fabricators and Distributors magazine, plus three other motivational books. He also serves as an expert witness testifying in both civil and criminal cases. Mr. Potagill has over 46 years of experience in occupational safety and health. As I mentioned, they are staunchly dedicated at IASHEP to serving its members and the public. Mr. Potagill says we should focus on preventing workplace accidents in the first place, and that is his life's mission. He accomplishes this through informing, educating, and providing the members the most up-to-date resources, resulting in more conscious, attentive, well-informed workers with a knowledge on how to better avoid and reduce risks of accidents. They also accomplish this by instructor-led classrooms, interactive live webcasts, and on-site and online training centers, which are located worldwide. In addition, they give back to charities like St. Jude's Hospital, and they pride themselves on having a philanthropic model. Now, it is different than any other organization because they consider themselves a family, according to Jack. He emphasizes that their code of conduct is the strongest in health and safety in the fields on both a national and global scale. His dedication to safety stems from his good heart and genuine care for all people. He always has safety in mind and keeping an really incredible eye for potential hazards. He keeps that eye out and poised and ready. Jack is on assignment. He's going to be joining us in a couple of episodes from now, which is very exciting. One of his colleagues that is been very inspired by Jack's work is Ron Pentecost, and we're very excited to have Ron here as well because he is a member of the IASHEP, and he can speak very eloquently about this incredible work. So we're going to welcome live and direct from Texas, USA, Ron Pentecost, for this episode of Close Up Radio for a fascinating conversation about the work that is done and the successes that are resulting for the clients. Ron, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm actually happy and humble at the same time.
I appreciate that. How long have you been involved in the organization, and how did you get involved in safety yourself? What inspired you to go into this work?
I've actually been involved in IASHEP for a couple of years now. Recently, earlier this year, became a board member for the organization. But I've been involved in safety for well over 30 years. I was actually a safety officer of a ship repair facility while I was in the Navy before I retired from the United States Navy. But I've known Jack almost as long. I mean, I went to one of his classes in the 90s, and he just totally inspired me to be the person that I am and how I want to train and to help people and to make safety second nature, not something you have to think about, but it's part of your life.
You know, it really is. And sometimes we get so bogged down with the day-to-day, we don't even think about that, which is right. And it's important to think about that. So you and John, you've known him. I know everybody refers to him as Jack. For how long? And again, he's the founder of the organization.
Yes. Well, like I said, I went through one of his classes in the 90s, and he just totally inspired me. And I thought, that's a person who cares about people. And it wasn't just about teaching a class. It wasn't just about making money doing something. It was about honestly helping people. And I think that's something that we all should aspire to do. We all should aspire to be able to help people and be that go-to person when somebody has a question or if they can't figure out or something, and always be that fresh set of eyes out there. He's an amazing person, and I'm glad to call him a friend.
Oh, that's great. Again, you know, when you have that kind of relationship, it's extraordinary and oftentimes rare, especially in business. And the group, the opportunity to be a part of as a member in the organization. And why did you decide to get involved in IASHEP? And how? What was that process like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will say that Jack kept hounding me, and he said, Ron, you really got to be a member of this organization. It needs you, and you need it. And so I started researching it, and I started talking to him more about it. And the more I got involved, I realized I should have joined this thing at conception. I should have been here from the beginning. And I thought, this is Jack, and this is what Jack is like. And I can see it in the things that he does and the things that he puts together. And this is an amazing organization, because this is not an organization that just wants to go out and take your money. This is an organization that gives you CEUs, that has accredited courses, and that really wants to help the working man. And I think that is amazing.
You know, it really is, isn't it? And when you have an opportunity to participate in something where there is this sort of similar mindset, it can be extraordinary, the work that gets done. What do you tell
certainly.
Us about your position and the involvement that you have?
Okay. Well, I'm actually on the board of directors, like I said. I'm actually the secretary, so I take all the notes from the board meetings. I also have an IASHEP Learning Center, which means that I'm certified to teach all of the classes that they have. And people get certified through IASHEP, not through me. They're certified through IASHEP, and they get an actual accreditation, which is amazing. That you can get CEUs from going, you know, anybody can put together a class. Let's say somebody says, oh, I want a machine guarding class, or I want a forklift class. Anybody can put together a class, all right? The thing is that a lot of people don't realize when they say, I want something, they don't really know what they really want, okay? So if you take a class and it's accredited, it means it's already been reviewed. It's reviewed for accuracy. It's reviewed to make sure that it's current with the standards. And in this case, you're giving CEUs or college credits for going to a class. And, you know, the normal person they don't think about that a lot of times. They just want a class, and they go, oh, I just want a class. But if you can get that and you start building up those CEUs and you can transfer those things and you can get, you know, a degree and things like that, it's just amazing. And then the other thing that IASHEP has is several – certifications, including advanced certifications in safety, and so it's not just about getting a certification, and then you have to go through and you have to take classes and you have to maintain a certain number of CEUs to maintain it. So it's not like a one-time pay and you've got it for the rest of your life. It forces you to stay current on the standards and to keep up with your training, because I know if I took a class back in the 70s, it's a lot different today than it was in the 70s when I took that class. So it's good to take these classes and keep yourself updated to the new standards.
That's fantastic, you know, to have an opportunity to really express, you know, what you're doing, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, That's amazing. Great work, again, on the behalf of everybody else, especially when it comes to safety, as I mentioned, is so important. The membership, the organization itself is extraordinary. What do you see as sort of the future going forward for this membership and the company and everything?
Right. Well, I think there are a few organizations out there, and some of them are tailored to, and different ones in their own right are tailored to different aspirations. Some people will go to college and they'll get a certification and things like that. And some people have families or different demographics or things, and they just don't have the money, the time, or whatever to go get a degree before they do these things. So you go to an organization like this, and you get the same training, the same certification, the same accredited classes that you would if you actually went to and got these in a university, and you're getting them a lot cheaper. But you're getting an accredited certification or training, and it's just, like I said, I keep saying that, but it's just amazing that you've got an organization who's tailored to the regular working person and not somebody who's just a professional student. Not that they can't come in and do those as well, but it helps people get a head start from early on instead of having to do all the other things in life that happen to be able to get there. So,
again, that's very important for people to realize on so many different levels. Tell me about also the learning centers as well that they have.
That's amazing. You should ask me that. I think I said that before, but I actually have one of the learning centers myself. And all these classes, like I said, they're all accredited, and they were all put together by Jack, and then they were accredited and everything else. So you can take a class, and there are different ways to take it. It's either in class. Some of them can be taken via Skype, Zoom, or whatever. Some of them are taken with going through the IASHIP itself. But you have to be a member in good standing, so you have to be a member who's up to date on their dues. And that's the only thing they really ask, is that people are up to date on their membership and to pay a nominal fee, you know, per year to be a member. But for all the things that you get and the education that you can get, like I said, for the price that they're charging, is just it's like money in your pocket.
You know, I would imagine that it is, which it sort of pays itself back, right?
Yes, exactly, because you take a guy and he goes to college and he gets a degree and then he gets a CSP from another organization, but you can get an equivalent certification through this organization without a degree by taking the classes and taking the tests and things like that. So you have an equivalent certification, but you didn't have to go to college for 4 years and get a bachelor's first to be able to get that, because some people they've been working in the field for 20 years, 30 years or whatever, but they've had families and they've had different things in life and they just never really had the time to go to college, but they have the knowledge and they have the experience to be able to go do that. And they can take these classes as they come and get the certification. To me, I mean, like we were saying before, that puts you ahead of the ball game, because now you have the advanced certification that otherwise you would not be able to obtain.
How important is that when you have the certification, when, you know, you're dealing with people who know what they're talking about, who've studied, mm-hmm. who are educated, who are experienced, they've got the certifications, they got all of the, you know, proper things lined up. That's crucial, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly. You know, I've been fortunate in throughout my career. I mean, I was in the United States Navy, so I've been around a lot of ships and big machinery. I work in a power plant. I've been around construction. I've been in refineries. So I've had a well-rounded career and all these things. And one thing I find time and time again, especially with the younger guy who comes out with a degree and a certification out of college, he just doesn't have the experience when he gets on site to know what he's looking at. So now you have a company that they want to pay somebody a cheaper amount, and they want to get somebody who's got a degree in this. But the reality is now you're stagnant until this person can get up to speed and learn exactly what you need them to do. Whereas you've got somebody who's spent all the years, they have the working knowledge, and now they have the advanced certification, which is the same certification that the other person has. And you've not lost anybody. You can promote from within. You can bring somebody in like that. And in fact, you're bringing experience, you're bringing knowledge, you're bringing just a wealth of things that you wouldn't otherwise get, you know, if you had gone the other route.
That's so important, yeah. And again, this is why it's, you know, having an organization like this, a membership like this of people, again, like-minded people who sort of bounce ideas off each other as well,
it's a great
resource too, isn't it? You can
support
one another, and you can plug in and come up with suggestions and ideas, right?
Exactly. I mean, and we do it all the time. Shoot emails back, call somebody. And that's the nice thing is that because you develop friendships within the community. So, you know, a lot of times you go to a class or like us on a board or whatever, and you got somebody's phone number. You have a question. You just pick up the phone and call that person. You know, so it's not – and they may not have the answer right then, but now you've got two sets of eyes trying to help you look at a program, and you've got two seasoned sets of eyes. So you're not the lone wolf out there trying to figure it out on your own.
Right, exactly. Which again, strength in numbers in this case. What do you think are what are some of the things that differentiate the ISHEP IASHEPS the IASHEP Learning Center from any of the other online safety training learning centers?
I think one of the biggest things is, like I said, they are in fact ISA accredited. All the classes that they're teaching, so they've already been gone through. They've been verified, and you're receiving educational credits going through their classes. And a lot of places, like I said, let's say you take a machine guarding class and you go someplace. You, depending on if it's at a university or whatever, you may or may not it may or may not be accredited. So you may just be taking a class, and you're going to get a certificate of participation, which in the long run really doesn't do a whole lot for you if you're using that for it may give you some knowledge, but you don't always know that it's the most up to date thing. And if you're using that for job advancement, your company is going to want some type of ROI. You're going to want a return on investment. And the return on investment is, how is that going to affect you in the future? So if you've got somebody and they've got CEUs and things like that, now you've got somebody who's more, you've got something that's tangible. So that now you're more marketable for the company, especially if they have shareholders and they say, well, tell me about the person in this position. You can say, well, they've got this class, this class, this class. They've got this designation. They've got this certification. They've got these, they take so many CEUs a year. Now you've got something that's marketable to come back to your shareholders and your owners, and they've got something that they can invest in versus just sending somebody to a class which may or may not have some type of return on investment, and it's just you're paying for a class, and that's what you got.
Right, exactly. What's really exciting about this is, again, the fact that it's like a team, and the members, the membership, is it all over the country, all over the world? How does that work?
All over the world. We've got people in the Middle East. We've got people in all these different countries. A lot of them are in the U.S., but we have one gentleman. He's actually a board member. He's actually in Saudi Arabia, and he teaches classes over there. So we have people all over the world that are members of our organization and are teaching classes and things like that. It's just, to me, I mean, you're talking about an organization that started out just a few years ago, if you're talking about time span, according to, you know, in relation to some of the other organizations that have been out there. But you got to remember, they didn't start out 20, 30 years ago the size they are today. They started out 30 years ago. I remember when one organization started out, and they were offering senior designation if you just had experience. Back then you didn't have to have a degree. You didn't have to take a test. You didn't have to do some of the other things. You just had to have experience, and they would give you the designation. This is back in early 90s. But today things have changed and they've evolved. But they didn't start out big like they are today, and I think all organizations need to see where they're at, you know, have goals of where they want to go, and then see what the stepping stones and the roadblocks they need to get where they are to be. And I think that's one of the things that IHIP does well, is that we have monthly board meetings and we talk about these things and where we're at and what do we need to do going forward. And everybody has a voice. It's not we're going to do this because I said so type thing. It's, what do you think about this? And it goes around the table and everybody has the input. Everybody has something to say about it. And even members, if they have something to say, that they can bring it up to through somebody to the board as well. So it's a win-win situation when you've got people who are willing to listen and will, you know, and if there are concerns or there are things that people would like to see added or things like that, and that's where all this stuff comes from, and that's how you grow. You grow because of the people who are part of your organization. You know, if you always have I remember when I was in school and they used to talk about early American history and we succeeded from England and the divine right of the king and all that stuff. And I think some organizations are like that. In fact, that they say, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. And there's no deviation and there's no discussion about changes and things like that until after they come to a point where, oh, it's not working anymore. What do we do now? Versus first all the time, and everybody has an input, and everybody has, you know, a point of view about things, and then you come to a mutual understanding and of how things need to be and what we need to change or what we need to add or what's not working and things like that. That's how organizations grow, because you need people and you need input from people, and people need to know that they are valued and that they have self-worth.
Yes, that's crucial, isn't it? That is
almost certainly
something to instill early on. That is,
yes,
very important, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly, most certainly.
Yeah. So when you think about this, you know, how have you? What are some of the things that you take away from being a member? You yourself and your company, your organization, how has this benefited you from your own personal experience?
Well, personally, I actually have the top designation that you can get in safety through this organization. So honestly, it has benefited me personally immensely, because when I go into a site and I say I have this designation, I'm the go-to guy.
Yeah.
You know, and when I go on a construction site and they say, oh, he's got this designation over here, then they come up and say, and it may not even be my field, but because you've got that designation, now these other people are coming up asking you questions. To me, that's what safety is about anyway. You know, if I'm on site, and even if it's not my company, if somebody has a question, I'm there to help them, because that's what safety is about, is helping people and making sure that everybody's safe on the job site. Because in the end, you know, if somebody comes to work and they got 10 fingers and 10 toes, I sure want them to go home with 10 fingers and 10 toes. I don't want to be the person that has to call that person's wife or their mother or whatever at the end of the day or during the day and say, oh, I'm sorry, but your son or your husband has been seriously injured and they're at this hospital. Let's prevent that. Let's talk about it up front. Let's find the best and safest way to make something happen. Let's document it. Let's do training on it before we do it, so in case there's any deviation, we know where we need to go. And that's amazing. That's what I take away from IHIP. IHIP just teaches you to think and always have a fresh set of eyes and always look for that unknown or be willing to shift if you do have an unknown, but find the best and the safest way to do it.
That's incredible. What would you say to somebody listening? And again, we've got a series of these episodes, which we look forward to.
Certainly.
With more conversation. But what would you say to somebody listening to this episode who might be perfect for joining the membership? What's the best way to go about that and some of the benefits of it, as you've been so eloquently sharing some of that with us today?
Sure. Well, if you go right on the website for IHIP.org, and you can download a form to become a member, and it has the price for the membership, for the annual membership in there, and you send it in, and And after you become a member, they'll send you a certificate with your, and that's your member number. And you become a member, and then after you become a member, then you can start taking courses, and they have the prices and everything there. And they make it very user-friendly. They just do. They make it very user-friendly. They try and make it so you don't have to have a PhD to be able to go in and figure out what you need to do. They try and make it as easy as you can. And if not, right on the website, there are a couple points of contact, and mine is one of them, to be able to send this form to, and we'll call you up and help you and walk you through the process.
And is it all different kinds of companies, large and small, and are part
yes.
of the membership?
We certainly do. We have a multitude of different construction companies, refineries. We've got people that own their own small safety consulting business. We've got, I can't tell you all the different. We've got people who are GCs. We've got people who are working refineries. We've got manufacturing companies. I mean, there are so many different companies with people who are members, because you get so much, and you get so much free stuff out of it. I mean, and knowledge is power. I mean, so you get the knowledge. You know where everything is. Whenever there's a trade show, they tell you where it is. You come up, meet them. And the courses are written, and they're fantastic. They're easy to follow, and it's just, to me, like I said, I'm rambling, and I apologize because I'm so excited about this organization.
No, it's terrific.
It's really, really user friendly, and we want it to be user friendly because we want people to enjoy the process and be an active member, and we want them next year to go, not that I want to, but I need to renew my membership because I'm getting something out of this. This is, you know, it's the old cliche about what's in it for me. And when you take one of our courses, and most people come back and they say, you know, I took one of your courses. What can I take next? What do you think about this path I want to take? You know, and we're willing to help people and talk them through different things depending on what they want to do.
That's terrific. We're speaking today with Ron Pentecost. He's a valued member of the International Association of Safety, Health, and Environmental Professionals, and that is IASHEP. And the website, if you want to learn more about some of what we've been talking about, and again, the conversations will be continuing here on Close Up Radio, so we invite you to tune in and stick with us for more, you can go to www.IASHEP.org. That's IASHEP.org to learn more about this incredible organization. And Jack, of course, as well, who's going to be joining us on an upcoming episode, author of Safety Solutions for the Plastic Fabricators and Distributors magazine and other motivational books. So he himself is quite an inspiration, wouldn't you say, Ron?
Oh, my God. He's one of my idols.
That's it. Who's doing this for almost 50 years. So he's one of the masters of the industry. Ron, thanks for joining us on this episode of Close Up Radio. It truly was a real pleasure. Thanks for sharing your experiences as a member of the team. And we really appreciate it. Best of luck in all that you do. And hopefully we'll be chatting with you down the line some more as well. And again, we look forward to the rest of the team that will be joining us in subsequent episodes here on Close Up Radio. It was a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
You too as well. Ron Pentecost, our very special guest on this episode of Close Up Radio, we thank him for being with us. Again, the website, IASHEP.org. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time and inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in just a moment with another incredible guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.